602-Y101.
No, it wasn't last night.
Adam and Allison on Friday morning, May 26th, 2023. How are you, Allison? Happy Friday.
I'm so happy it's Friday.
How's your day going so far? Everything good?
Everything is good. We just played Morgan Wallen last night.
Right.
And in my head, I was like, man, are there any updates on Morgan Wallen?
I haven't seen any updates on Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, so I did a quick gook here.
Yeah.
And
what you got?
It doesn't look like there's really any updates. Let's see. A popular question on Google is, what happened to Morgan Wallen now?
Oh.
And let's see, is he going to cancel more shows? I mean, that's the update. Mm. There is no update.
Interesting. Interesting. No update from Morgan Wallen. Very good. It's Adam and Allison, 601-995-1017. If you want to give us a call, join the show, you can. Adam and Allison, Doja Cat. Y101, Adam and Allison at 601-995-1017 is our phone number. Yesterday, we had a DM dilemma. It was all about TMI Tim. And TMI Tim was concerned that his new girlfriend of a couple of months or something has already told her mom too much stuff about him, like intimate details of the stuff that they do and whatnot. And the mom knows all, and he wants to know, can he ask his girlfriend to stop talking to her mom about him? And I think it's a completely logical request. You don't want your girlfriend's mom to know all kinds of details about you.
Certainly not as intimate as it's getting between this girl and her mom. Yeah, absolutely. I believe, though, just knowing people who are like this, mm-hmm. that you have to break up. You're not going to be compatible.
Lori thinks that Tim's been single for too long. She writes on the Y101 Facebook page, do you have something to hide? A girl that talks to her mom about her boyfriend is one who really cares about him and wants to share her excitement with her mom, who is important to her. She wants her to like you as much as she does. Relax. I don't know that I agree with that.
Alice, coming in with a little bit of a hot take, says, let me control my girl, who she talks to and what she talks about. I don't know that that's the issue. I don't know that he's trying to control who she's talking to. I think it's crossing a boundary for him, though, that her mom knows about whether or not they've played baseball and what base they've gotten to.
Exactly. Exactly.
When he's never even met this woman.
A lot of people were saying on the text line yesterday that it's not fair for him to ask dictate how much she's talking to her mom. But it's not about how much, it's about what she's telling her mom, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It was an interesting conversation, interesting DM dilemma yesterday.
But I do think Christy has all the answers. She just says communication, communication, communication.
If you have thoughts on this, you can let us know. 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison at 617. Today is the big day, the summer stock up. We're looking to help the Mississippi Food Network for summer because there are a lot of kids who wouldn't have complete healthy meals this summer without someone like the Mississippi Food Network. So we're doing the summer stock up today at Kroger.
So we're going to be at the Kroger in Madison, Kroger at Colony Crossing, from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So Matt Mooney will be out there at 7 a.m. and then Adam and I will be out there throughout the afternoon. And we're teaming up with the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation to make this happen. If you want more information, want to see the items needed before you come join us at Kroger in Madison, text STOCK to 601-995-1017. Again, we'll be there 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. So no excuses.
There's a 12-year-old girl who was in a very, very scary situation. Her family members were passing out. Something was wrong with her mom. She ends up calling 911 and at the end of the day saved her entire family. I will explain that story and what went down, what she saved her family from, and the audio of the 911 call, which is kind of chilling. Coming up in two songs on Y101. 624 Y101, Adam and Allison. There's a 12-year-old girl from Texas, and she's being called a hero for saving her family. Her name is Josiah Parker, And she called 911 after her mom and a 5-month-old baby brother were acting kind of weird. Listen to this audio.
Something wrong with my mama. Yes, can you hurry up and come?
Yeah, is she woke?
No.
She's not? Okay, stay.
I think she's like red.
What is she doing?
Can you hurry up and come? My baby brother, he only 5 months and something wrong with him too. Like, he acting different.
Okay, so is the, which brother is?
Keep on passing out. All of them keep on passing out now.
All of them keep on passing out. There was a carbon monoxide leak.
Oof.
In the home. So everybody was acting strange, obviously, because that's what happens whenever you inhale carbon monoxide. But how scary is that? And what a hero that little girl is.
That's such a terrifying thing.
Yeah.
To think about. Like, I mean, it really is silent. Mm-hmm. Carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
And
the silent killer.
Incredible that she was able to not only realize, okay, this is weird.
Yeah.
But also make the decision to call 911.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever called 911 before in your life?
I don't think I ever have.
I have, I think, just one time. Years ago, like 10 years ago, I was on my way into work in the morning, and it was pouring down rain, like a torrential downpour. So I'm on the highway, and I'm in the left-hand lane. A car passes me on the right, flying by me, despite the rain. It gets about a football field or two ahead of me and spins out. It was going like 80 miles an hour. It was horrifying to see in person, but I did call 911 then. Didn't stop because it was raining. You know.
Well, yeah, but it, like, did they hit anything when they spun?
They spun out in the two lanes and then went over to the shoulder, went up on two wheels, and then slammed back down.
Yeah.
It was insane to see.
Very scary.
Have you ever seen a, like, major accident like that?
I've only ever seen it, like, right after it happens. Like, actually, yesterday, I had gone to Smoothie King after the show, and I was coming back on 55, or no, on 220, and I could tell an accident had just happened, but I didn't see it. Like, that's always my luck.
Mm.
It's like, it has just happened, but I don't have to stay and be a witness. It's great.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I didn't see it. Like, I know an accident just happened. I can tell both these cars are a little smushed.
Yeah.
And they're getting out exchanging information, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah. No, no harm, no foul. It wasn't me.
I catch all the excitement, but I don't have to stick around.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Oh, it's Adam and Allison. We'll be right back.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
Leah, pants on Fia. Y101, Adam and Allison. 601-995-1017 is our phone number. If you want to call or text us, let us know what you're doing today. We're going to take a look at what matters to the Metro coming up in just a couple songs. Are we going to run out of money as a country?
Oh.
We could. It's on the table, apparently. But I'll give you the latest on everything going on with what matters to the Metro.
That reminds me of this meme I keep seeing that says, like, for the country being so many dollars in debt, how dare you have the audacity to give me a credit score?
That's funny. That's very funny.
Yeah.
It's Adam and Allison on Y101. Miley Cyrus is on now. 644 Y101, Adam and Allison. I felt like I was about to sneeze.
Ooh, hate that.
At like the worst possible time.
Yep.
I'm just sitting here doing nothing for the last 7 minutes, and now I've got to talk, and it's like, oh, you're going to sneeze. You're definitely going to sneeze, but now it's away, and I'm annoyed by it.
Yeah, now it's going to sneak up on you, and you won't be able to stop it.
Yeah, yeah. Registration, by the way, is underway for the walk to end Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, absolutely a terrible disease that if it doesn't affect your family directly, you definitely know somebody who is affected by Alzheimer's. So that's why we do the walk to end Alzheimer's.
If you'd like to get registered or just want more information on how you can get involved, text ALZ to 601-995-1017.
Take a look at what matters to the Metro right now.
Now, I want to be clear. And the negotiations we're having with Speaker McCarthy is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default. It's about competing visions for America.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy left the Capitol yesterday around 6:30 p.m. with no deal done in the negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. The House is now out of Washington for the holiday weekend, but members have been told to prepare to return 24 hours notice if a deal is reached. Republican Garrett Graves told reporters last night that progress is slow and there is still a lot of hangups. McCarthy told Fox News yesterday that a deal will be reached and could happen any day. Locally, a Madison County woman is in critical condition after she was hit by a juvenile driving a golf cart. According to the Madison County Sheriff's Office, the accident was reported around 11:02 a.m. in the Greyhawk subdivision on Greyhawk Drive and Wingspan Way. Deputies said they are not yet releasing the identity of the victim or the driver of the golf cart. And Taylor Swift getting all cozy with her new man, Matty Healy. They were spotted together multiple times recently, and someone saw them leaving Electric Lady Studios in Greenwich Village and holding hands at Casa Cipriani in New York City. Now, the two were seen kissing at the members-only venue, Zero Bond. Sources have stated that Taylor is happy and their relationship is not just platonic. The sources claim to have captured evidence of Taylor and Matty being officially in a romantic relationship.
Statement that really is like, we're not platonic, we're romantic.
Yeah,
that's too much.
Yeah, well,
that's too much.
I don't know how are they gonna get people like us to talk about them every day if they don't do stuff like that, you know?
All right. Conscious coupling.
Coming up next, it's Friday, so that means we have to take a look at some new music that could be added to your playlist for the holiday weekend. We'll do that next. New Music Friday. Hang on.
Some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Taylor Swift actually has new music out today with Lana Del Rey. It's Y101, Adam and Allison. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Now it's like snow at the beach. We're
nice mouth, Taylor. It's called Snow on the Beach. Elsewhere for new music, you want to hear New One Republic?
Yeah.
Called Runaway.
Sounds eerily similar to Joe Bro's Waffle House.
Yeah, this does sound very Joe Bro-ish. Huh.
Yeah.
You think they commissioned the Jonas Brothers?
I don't know.
Actually, before we get to Dua Lipa, Foo Fighters have new music.
Ooh. Very nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And finally, Dua Lipa has new music out today called Dance the Night Away.
Watch me dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my—
I don't know that she's released a song I haven't liked.
Really?
Yeah, I like everything she does.
Yep. Well, there is some music for you to add to your playlist for the holiday weekend. It's New Music Friday on Y101. Good Vibe Tribe coming in a second. It's Adam and Allison at 6:55. Post Malone and Doja Cat now. We're going to check in with Matt Mooney coming up in less than 10 minutes on Y101. Matt is out at the Colony Crossing Kroger in Madison to kick off the summer stock up. That goes down until 6 o'clock this evening, so we need your help with that. We're going to check in with Matt coming up in a little bit. We also got to check in with your good vibes for the Good Vibe Tribe. What is happening in your life that you're really happy about? Could be just the holiday weekend, and you're ready to kick off the three-day weekend. But whatever your good vibes are, we want to hear them. 601-995-1017. Good vibe story of the day coming in just a sec.
June 8th, you're going to want to mark your calendars because something exciting is going to be opening near you.
Ooh, we'll find out what that is on the good vibe story of the day in two songs. Y101. First, Olivia Rodrigo. We're about to check in with Matt Mone, who's live at Kroger in Madison at the Colony Crossing location for the summer stock up. We're checking in with Matt in just a couple minutes. Also, 7:40, cash in a flashback Friday, your chance at $200. But first, we got to do the good vibe story of the day.
Mark your calendars for June 8th because Aldi is going to be opening a new location in Flowood. So it's going to be on Primos Road off of Lakeland Drive. And if you don't know about Aldi, it's kind of like a more like European grocery store, I guess you would say. So the way they claim, they say that their stores are designed to make grocery shopping smarter, faster, easier, and they have been voted the price leader for 6 years. So hopefully it could help you buy better groceries and maybe save some money in the process. What's most exciting to me about this location opening is the first 100 customers will receive a gift bag filled with all the fan favorite products and a gift card. Shoppers will also be entered to win a sweepstakes for a chance to get $500 in an Aldi gift card the opening weekend. So very exciting. They're going to be open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Daily once they open. So again, June 8th, mark your calendars if you want to check out the new Aldi.
Is that the store that makes you put a quarter in the shopping cart?
I believe so.
That is such a brilliant thing. Yeah, they lock up their shopping carts and you have to put a quarter in to get them out.
What
do you mean, what?
What?
It forces people to take their shopping carts back where they belong.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from as somebody who used to work at a grocery store and had to deal with carts. But as somebody who lived in England for 2 years, that's how that you can't go to a store. Like their version of Walmart is Asda. It's owned by the same people. But even at Walmart, you have to put a pound in and you don't get your pound back until you fasten. And it's just a stressful process.
It's not a stressful process.
It is a stressful process. Always have to have coins on you. I don't ever have coins on me.
All right. Well, there's the good vibe story of the day. 601-995-1017. If you would like to share some good vibes with the Good Vibe Tribe next. Good Vibe Tribe on Y101. It's Adam and Allison. Anything that's making you happy, putting you in a good mood, we want to hear about that so we can spread that positivity to anybody who might need it today.
I did want to get to this text that came in a little bit late yesterday, but yesterday was the last day of school for teachers in the Pearl Public School District. Got a text that just says, what a good vibe.
That is a good vibe. Katrina says, best vibe ever is it's Friday and a three-day weekend.
And
love that.
It'll be a great vibe. Anybody who wants to come hang out with us at Kroger in Madison at Colony Crossing today until 6 p.m. We're trying to get the shelves stocked at the Mississippi Food Network to make sure no kid goes hungry this summer.
Krista's got good vibes in Clinton. What's going on, Krista?
Yesterday was Class Awards Day, and one of the awards I got 7 awards, and one of the awards I got was American Idol.
That's awesome. Did you sing?
No.
Well, congratulations on the 7 awards. That's amazing.
And then today is the last day of school and a half day. So when my mom picks me up, she's also going to be picking up 2 of my friends, and we're going to see the new Little Mermaid movie.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Have the best time. Happy summer, Krista. Thank you for supporting the Good Vibe Tribe all the time.
Oh, yeah. And let us know how The Little Mermaid is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It looks great.
601-995-1017 is how you get a hold of us for the Good Vibe Tribe. Adam and Allison, Y101 with Clean Bandit. It is almost time for Cash in a Flashback Friday on Y101. All questions that have already been asked this week on Cash in a Flash. So we should be able to secure ourselves a $200 winner.
And how good would it feel going into a long weekend, a Memorial Day weekend, with an extra $200?
It'd be a pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
Very good feeling. So your chance to win Cash in a Flash is next. And we also have the call out Karens of the week. That's at around 7:53 this morning. And we're playing the psychic game for M Braves tickets at 8:25.
Yeah, we're going to prove that everybody has psychic abilities and everybody walks away a winner.
I was going to say, I'm going to prove some psychic abilities right now and say everybody's winning Embrace tickets. Who plays the psychic game?
My crystal ball tells me.
Yeah, exactly. That's a little less than an hour away on Y101, but let's check in with Matt Mooney now, who is live at Kroger Colony Crossing in Madison. What's going on?
Y101, cash in a flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
All right, here we go. Let's check in. And Clinton and Janice, what is up?
Oh, pues alia, pues alia.
Pants on Pia. The boys are Leah.
He doesn't see us. I love you, man.
You ready to play Cash in a Flashback Friday, Janice?
Absolutely.
All right. You know how it works. 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, just say pass, okay?
Got it.
In 3, 2, 1. Name a brand of energy drink.
Red Bull.
Small deep fried shrimp are sometimes called blank shrimp, despite not having it as one of their ingredients.
Popcorn.
The original title for this Michael Jackson hit was Midnight Man.
Thriller.
What continent is India located in?
Asia.
Where did the Muffin Man live?
Drury Lane.
Reality star Snooki became famous on what TV show?
Jersey Shore.
The singing competition show debuted on Fox, and now it airs on ABC.
American Idol.
Finish the Pink Pantherness lyrics. The boy's a liar. The boy's a liar.
He doesn't see ya.
Name the character Shamar Moore played on Criminal Minds.
Derek Morgan.
And name the poet born in Baltimore in 1809 who wrote The Raven.
Edgar Allan Poe.
$200 winner, Janice. Congratulations. Yeah. That is awesome. What a way to go into the holiday weekend.
Thank you.
Oh,
I
you
needed
are
it.
So welcome. Thank you for listening and always supporting the show. We're glad that you could win this $200.
No, thank you, Adam and Allison, for always being you guys. You guys brighten up our day. It's like, hey, you guys get us going in the morning. So, love it.
We try. Some days it's better than others.
Yeah, like today, not great. You're walking away with $200. I love
awesome.
How Allison says
what
that.
What you going to do with the money, Janice?
Well, I guess I'll use it for, I have a trip coming up. This summer, going to Houston for like 3 weeks, so I'll just save it for that.
Beautiful. Ooh. Have a great time in Texas, and congratulations once again. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Another chance at $200 on Tuesday morning when Cash in a Flash returns. Next on the show, we're calling out Karens of the Week. Anybody who's acted rude to anybody, getting called out in a sec.
You are not going to believe the viral Karen of the Week story.
We'll get into that next. Hang on.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
7:55, Y101, Adam and Allison. On Fridays, we like to call out the Karen of the Week in hopes that there will be less Karen behavior because people will be nervous about being called out on the show. So, Karens of the Week, if you have one, 601-995-1017. There is a woman who's since deleted a post on Facebook, but not before it was shared to Reddit. A bride was basically being the worst bridezilla I think I've ever seen. She's threatening to kick her own sister out of the wedding. She had her sister as the maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the sister got pregnant and is going to be due kind of close to the day of the wedding. Everybody is thinking that they should postpone the wedding, move it back, or something like that. She's like, oh no, I'm not doing that. In fact, I'm kicking her out. She even said that the sister deliberately got pregnant at that timeline to take attention away from the bride.
Oh, that's a stretch.
I thought so too.
That's a big stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I could see why she deleted the Facebook post.
Yeah, but not before she got just completely dragged online for being like the worst bridezilla ever. She said that even her fiance is on the sister's side.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see her not wanting to change the date. That's it, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's as far as you get.
She may end up kicking the fiance out of the wedding, too.
Yeah.
You know, like if he's going to take the sister's side. But that's the viral Karen of the week. You said you're calling yourself out for Karen of the week.
I am going to nominate myself. Also, if you want to see that post that got deleted from the viral Karen of the week, you can on the Adam and Allison Facebook page. Just text FACE to 601-995-1017.
We will continue Karen of the Week in just a second on Y101. If you've got a story, somebody to call out for Karen of the Week, 601-995-1017. Call us now. 803 on Y101, Adam and Allison. If you have a Karen of the Week to call out, 601-995-1017. Allison said that she's nominating herself. So what did you do?
I was in Ridgeland at the roundabout yesterday on my way to Renaissance, and I wanted to be in the far right lane because I knew I was going to be turning right immediately into Renaissance. Mm-hmm. So I get in that lane, I get behind a car who has a Madison license plate.
Okay.
So I'm feeling like they should be
they should know what they're doing.
Equipped to handle the roundabout. They were not equipped. Nobody was at the roundabout, and they were just, I was stuck behind them, and they like inched out slowly. And then they were like, wait, do I maybe want to get into the other lane real quick? Wait, no, I don't. And
I got so
irritated because, like, I couldn't get around them. And so then I did, like, a little zippy move to get around them. Mm-hmm. And I was so irritated. And I was like, you live here. You should know how to drive. And then I had to kind of stop myself because I was like, what I did was actually kind of dangerous. Mm. Like, you shouldn't be cutting people off on the road just because you're agitated. And, yeah, they should know. But what if it's somebody learning how to, like, what if it was a 16-year-old learning how to drive and I'm out here acting like a real Karen and I had to take a moment to humble myself?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like bad driving, I kind of give Karen's a pass for bad driving.
Get the road rage so bad sometimes. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but there's a fire burning within my soul like Adele.
good morning, Lindsay. What's going on? Do you have a Karen to call out?
So I do, but it's kind of embarrassing because I'm Karen of the week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Okay, so I haven't been feeling too good the past few days, so I had to get out and run to Walgreens the other day. So I decided I would stop by a gas station with my two little girls and get some slushies, thinking it'd make me feel better. Well, apparently all gas stations now have self-checkout. So I go over there and I try to self-checkout, and the machine's not working. Now, mind you, there's like 7 employees in this gas station, and I can tell a couple of them are head guys. So I get frustrated, and I just move over to the regular line. And the guy asked me what was wrong. I said, y'all self-checkout machines are stupid. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's just because the color of it. If you'd like, you're more than welcome to come over here and try this one. I said, I tell you what, when you cut me a paycheck, I'll start ringing myself up. Y'all, I felt so bad because the poor man, all he could say was okay. And yeah. I was so embarrassed because I knew I was just frustrated and I lost my cool. But at the same time, if they want me to ring my stuff up, pay me.
No,
pay
I me. Kind of agree with you.
I would have hated to hear what would have happened if it would have been one of those self-checkout lanes that asks for a tip. Yeah.
Oh, they would know. It would not have been good if you're asking for that.
Thank you very much for the call and for calling yourself out, Lindsay, for Karen of the Week. It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison. Y101, Adam and Allison at 8:11. Going to look at what matters to the Metro in just a second. We also need to check in with Matt Mone, who is live at Kroger Colony Crossing in Madison for the summer stock up that we're doing today. Checking in with him in just a matter of minutes. and we have to play the psychic game in the next 20 minutes for M-Braves tickets. So if you want M-Braves tickets, you just have to play. We have two contestants. Everybody's a winner on the psychic game.
Yes.
It's just a fun little game that we do some Fridays. M-Braves tickets on the line in just a second. But let's look at what matters to the Metro right now. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy left the Capitol yesterday evening around 6:30 with no deal done in the negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. The House is now out of Washington for the holiday weekend, but the members have been told to prepare to return on 24 hours notice if a deal is reached. Republican Garrett Graves told reporters last night that progress is slow and there are still a lot of hangups. McCarthy told Fox News yesterday that a deal will be reached and could happen any day. A woman in Madison County is in critical condition after she was hit by a juvenile driving a golf cart while she was walking. According to the Madison County Sheriff's Office, the accident was reported around 11:02 in the Greyhawk subdivision on Greyhawk Drive and Wingspan Way. Deputies said they are not yet releasing the identity of the victim or the juvenile driver. And finally, Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy have been seen together multiple times recently. They were spotted leaving Electric Lady Studios in Greenwich Village holding hands, and now the two were seen kissing at the members-only venue Zero Bond. Sources have stated that Taylor is happy and that their relationship is not just platonic. Sources claim to have captured evidence of Taylor and Maddie being officially in a romantic relationship. So there you have it.
They have consciously coupled.
They're
consciously not platonic anymore.
That's what it sounds like. So Taylor Swift very quickly off the market. All right, Matt Mone live at Kroger. What's going on? Almost time for the psychic game. If you want to play, 601-995-1017 is our phone number. We need a psychic because we have Ricky in Flowood, and Ricky is going to be the revealer this morning. Ricky the revealer. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Real good. Real good. What you got planned for this holiday weekend? Anything big?
Nothing big. Enjoy some time with some family.
So why did you want to be the revealer as opposed to being the psychic?
I don't think of myself too much as a psychic.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold, Ricky. We'll play the psychic game in just a few minutes. But if you have a good feeling just hearing a few words from Ricky, like I could probably tell how he would answer some questions, give us a call right now if you want to be our psychic. 601-995-1017. You could be our psychic this morning and try to guess Ricky's answers.
And everybody walks away a winner, so why not just test your psychic abilities even if you're not feeling that intuitive this morning?
Exactly. Ricky's getting a pair of M-Braves tickets, and you could get a pair of M-Braves tickets. You just have to try to read Ricky's mind.
Ooh.
We're going to play the psychic game in two songs. Y101, Adam and Allison. 601-995-1017 is our phone number. Call now to play the psychic game on Y101. 831 Y101. It is Adam and Allison, and we are about to play the psychic game. Let's say good morning to Ricky and Shelby. Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Ricky and Shelby, you both are in Flowood, but you do not know each other, right?
Correct.
Good deal. Because then that would kind of ruin the psychic game if you were like best friends or something. And Shelby knew all your secrets, Ricky. So Allison has already locked Ricky's answers to these questions in, so he cannot change them based on your response, Shelby. But we're just going to ask you to predict what Ricky answered to some of these questions for the psychic game. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. All right, here we go. First question. In the psychic game, we asked Ricky if he's eaten breakfast today. Shelby,
yes.
Do you think Ricky has eaten breakfast, yes or no?
Yes.
You think he has eaten breakfast. Allison, what did Ricky say?
He has not eaten breakfast.
Ooh.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. All right, next question. Has Ricky ever been skydiving, yes or no?
No.
You don't think he has? Ricky, what'd you tell Allison?
That is correct.
Very nice. 1-1. Next question that we asked Ricky was, how many tattoos does Ricky have, if any?
Ooh, I feel like Ricky is very tatted. I'm going to go with 7.
Ricky, how many tattoos do you have?
I have 7 tattoos.
Oh my gosh, and he had to like count them too. Whenever I was like, how many tattoos? He's like, 1, 2, 3. And at first he was like 6. And then he's like, no, wait, 7.
Wow, nailed it. Exactly. Usually we just ask yes or no questions. For some reason, I put an exact number 1 in there. And Shelby nailed it. Are you feeling psychic, Shelby?
I am.
I feel like we may have a real life psychic on the phone. All right, Shelby, do you think that Ricky sounds like the type of guy who has ever cheated on a significant other before?
No, Ricky sounds like a good guy.
Ricky sounds like a good guy. Ricky, have you ever cheated on a significant other?
I have not.
You have not. Ricky, are you currently single?
I'm not. I'm married.
Oh, darn.
Sorry,
it
Shelby.
Like Shelby might have been interested.
I thought we might have had a love connection on the psychic game this morning. Dang. All right. Finally, one last question. Shelby's doing really well at this, isn't she?
Oh, so well.
The last question that we asked Ricky, Shelby. Do you think Ricky has sent any sexy pictures to somebody in the last week? Yes or no?
No.
You don't think he has? You think that that's not happening in the marriage for Ricky?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Ricky, sexy pictures, yes or no?
I think we have a psychic on the other end of this line.
Wow. So you have not sent any sexy pictures in the last week. Shelby got all but one question correct. That was impressive.
It was the first question, too, so it was like she was shaking it off, you know, getting the rust off a little bit.
Wow.
It was warming up.
Well, that was a very fun round of the psychic game. Thank you both so much for playing.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Hang on just a second. You're both getting a pair of M-Braves tickets. Don't move. We will be right back on Y101. Hang on.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Adam and Allison, Y101 at 8:41. The summer stock up is going on right now. Matt Mooney is live at the Kroger Colony Crossing in Madison. You can stop out there, donate some food, or make a monetary donation. We are going to check in with Matt Mooney in just a second.
So if you want information on what items we might need, all that good stuff, you can text stock to 601-995-1017.
Coming up in just a second on the show, this was a interesting story. What a guy decided to do while he was applying to move into an apartment, filling out the application, and he decided to get his phone out and try to make some friends with the AirDrop feature.
Yeah, it didn't really seem like the best way to get yourself accepted on the apartment application.
Well, yeah, I don't know what exactly was going through his mind, but we will tell you that story coming up in just a second on Y101. Selena Gomez now. 848 Y101, Adam and Allison. There's this 23-year-old guy in Oklahoma. He got arrested for something he did while he was applying for an apartment. So he shows up to the leasing office, and they set up a computer for him to go online and fill out the application. Everything was going normally until a couple of the employees at the apartment complex got an AirDrop notification on their phones.
Hmm.
So they figured it was something apartment related. So they accepted the AirDrop invitations, and it was nude pictures of the guy who was at the computer.
What did he think was going to happen?
You know, that's kind of what I want to know, too.
Did he think they would be like, you know what? That's enough payment. You don't have to pay the application fee.
Or maybe thought one of the employees would volunteer to help them break in the new apartment. I don't know. But they called the cops, actually. I was a little bit surprised that this is what happened whenever I read this story. They called the cops. The cops arrested him for indecent exposure. I didn't know. I'm not saying that I don't think that that is the correct course of action for somebody who does something like that. I just didn't know that that was an arrestable offense.
I wonder if this is going to be like a landmark case where it like defines, because I mean, airdropping a relatively new technology, but mm-hmm. I've seen on flights, it's been a huge issue where people will just airdrop inappropriate photos to everybody on the plane. So friendly reminder, you can go into your airdrop settings and change it from everybody can send you airdrops to just contacts only. Then if somebody wants to airdrop something and they're not your contact, they have to like let you know what they're airdropping.
I feel like I've heard stories for years, like they were talking about making unsolicited naked pictures illegal to send, but I didn't know that they had done it. Maybe this is just an Oklahoma thing. I don't know.
I feel like this is going to be the case that writes the case law.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for it.
Well, we can always remember this 23-year-old man from Oklahoma who was applying for an apartment
decided to create a groundbreaking case for all of us.
Yeah, he'll go down in the history books. All right, let's check in with Matt Mooney, who's out at Kroger in Madison for the summer stock up. What's going on, Matt?